This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first committee hearings of the year.
The Committee on General Laws.
The first panel to gavel in this year is the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield is the chair. He also sponsors the first measure the panel heard on Tuesday afternoon, Senate Bill 47, which would amend a Supreme Court ruling relating to class actions.
Mirror the Missouri Rule 52 to Federal Rule 23 regarding class action lawsuits, which was adopted in 2018.
During lengthy testimony, Senator Stephen Weber of Columbia asked about this decision's impact on agriculture.
I certainly appreciate the consequence it has for agriculture. Can you talk about maybe other industries? Are there other types of cases besides agricultural cases that could be impacted by this decision?
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 47.
Because in the past, this has occurred sometimes.
Wednesday is dedicated to the top two priorities for the legislature this year. The Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee heard Senate Bill 4 and Senate Bill 5, both of which relate to utilities. Senator Carla May of St. Louis serves on the panel.
You don't spend it all, which there is a clawback. Clawback only benefits me in saying that I might get a lower bill the next month.
Before this, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee met.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record,
the panel heard Senate Bill 44 and Senate Bill 52, both of which relate to public safety. Senator Nick Shore of O'Fallon sponsors the latter.
The legislation establishes a new oversight board specifically tasked with managing, guiding, and ultimately improving the performance of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department.
All of these proposals await further committee action.
I'll talk to any senator about any bill.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says he is hopeful any legislation relating to state control of the St. Louis Police Department would be carefully written.
I haven't seen any legislation. We haven't had those conversations this legislative session. I look forward to that. But it can't just be this symbolic, you know, we're going to take control of the St. Louis Police Department.
There are still several items on the agenda for this session.
We need some property tax relief in Jackson County in particular, but across the state.
Senator Joe Nicola of Green Valley says his first three bills all relate to property taxes.
Cap our property taxes at 2% per year just on your primary homes. There's another one to eliminate the use of artificial intelligence from assessing our homes.
In addition,
I have a resolution I'm going to bring forward.
Some rule changes have been proposed for the 2025 session. Senator May says Senate Resolution 18 would modify Senate Rule 29 regarding seniority for assignment of Senate offices, seats in the Senate chamber, and parking spaces.
The only distinction between senators should be the length of service in the Senate, and it shouldn't be based on majority and minority parties in the Senate.
Plus,
I have a resolution.
Please proceed.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says Senate Resolution 19 will change Senate Rules 25 and 28 regarding standing committees of the Senate.
Try to cut down the number of members on each committee. We had 149 total slots on committees for members, and we cut that to 140.
Missouri senators approved this change 33-0 on January 15th.
January 27th at 4 p.m.
Session will resume on Monday.
All those in favor.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.